The following is paid commercial programming. Third-party rankings are no guarantee of future investment success. Working with a highly rated advisor does not ensure that a client or prospective client will experience a high level of performance. Investment performance is not an explicit criterion because clients' investment goals differ. These ratings should not be construed as an endorsement of the advisor by any client. Generally, rankings are based on information prepared and submitted by the advisor. Statements saying that we told our clients to be out of the market in 2008 referred to recommendations made by MMWKM's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC. The team that manages accounts at MMWKM are the same individuals with that responsibility at Eagle Strategies and at Cambridge Research from 2009 to 2011. MMWKM was created in 2011 and uses the same exit strategy. A more thorough disclosure of the criteria used in making these rankings is available by contacting MMWKM Advisors LLC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moray.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along.
We are in the money. The skies are sunny. And old man depression, you are through, you have done us wrong. Well, that song is about the last depression, and hopefully we won't be having another song for this one if this is what it turns out to be. But we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Moray, and of course, I am your host, Ken Moray, and this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning. We talk about Social Security, the stock market. Of course, we're going to talk about the effects of the coronavirus. We're going to talk about Social Security. You name it, we talk about it, and we try to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff. And this week's going to be no exception. But before we go one step further, let me introduce myself. I am Ken Moray, the host of Money Matters with Ken Moray. And I am a senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America. And we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning, as the name implies. We now work with over 9,000 beautiful, wonderful families in 48 states. We are so honored and privileged to do that. And if you are of that demographic, if you are over 50, retired, or retiring soon, this show is designed for you. So let me go over what we're going to talk about in this, our weekly excursion into the land of retirement planning. So first of all, one of the things that, the theme that we've kind of been on for the last several weeks is that those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. And I believe Socrates said that, but I don't know for sure. So somebody correct. No. But anyway, we've heard that. So I want to go over lessons from past recessions that we can apply to now. Now, obviously, the past does not guarantee the future. That goes without saying. But again, you can find correlations, and the rally that we've just seen, I believe, is over, and I think it peaked out on April 29th. One of the things that I think we'll go over is what caused the second shoe to drop, and why is it that in two-thirds of the big bear markets we've had over the last 100 years, there has been a rally like the one we've just seen, but then there's a big drop after that. And that's, I'm calling it the second shoe to drop syndrome. And I'll talk about that, and I'll talk about what I think is the second shoe that I think is has dropped and is the realization that's coming over the markets, investors, and all of that. So we'll talk about that. In our second segment, and actually, the theme of this show, ladies and gentlemen, is that if you are over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, I believe that right now you should de-risk. De-risk. You need to massage out, in my opinion, talk to your professional advisor first before you do anything. Remove risk from your portfolio. And the reason I say that is because I think it's going to get very, very bad. I think it's going to get worse before it gets better. And if you're over 50, you don't have the time that you used to have to recover. And I believe that protecting yourself from that, and then, you know, so what? You know, what is so wrong with sitting, having very, very low risk for a couple of months until we get more clarity on where all of this is going to go? Why put yourself in that risk? So I'm going to make the case for that in the second segment. Now, As we always do, one of the things, you know, when we visit with clients and prospective clients, we always seem to be talking about Social Security in one shape, manner, or form. And so last week, I was actually visiting with a prospective client, and we were talking about Social Security and when to take it. And, you know, one of the things that impacts when you should take Social Security that's very interesting is where your money is. Okay, because how taxable the money is that you are going to live on, where it comes from, how taxable it is, can be a very important determinant of whether you should take Social Security or not. Because the couple I was talking to could wait until they're 70 to get their Social Security. But if they did, it would take them until they were 94 to break even, and they felt that that might not be the amount of time they want to wait, when normally the break-even point is around 83 or 84. So why is it so different? Well, I'm going to explain that, and I bet most of you listening to the show are in the same situation that this couple I was talking to. So you'll want to stay tuned for that. Now, also, we're going to talk this week about the foundational philosophy that we use when we manage our clients' monies. Now, as a retirement planning firm, one of the most important things we do is we manage your money for you. Okay, we want to worry about all this stuff for you so that you don't have to. It's not the only thing we do. Of course, we also talk about estate planning. We help with income tax planning. We help with Social Security planning, cash flow planning. All, you know, we try to address all the things that are involved in your retirement plan and getting to retirement. But managing money is one of the most, I shouldn't say but, and managing money is one of the most important parts of the whole process. And our philosophy is invest and protect, okay? Because it's not how much you make that matters, it's how much you keep of what you made that matters, in my opinion. And therefore, our philosophy of invest and protect is the one that told us to sell in November of 2007 before the credit crisis, the crash of 2008, and to stay out for a year and a half almost until June of 2009. And that same strategy and the same people that were there back then are there today. We're all here, the same team. We're just a few years older, a few more gray hairs, but we're still here managing the firm. And that's a team that we decided it was time to sell in early March. And this was actually, we sold the day before the WHO said that this was a pandemic. So coincidentally, we beat them to the punch. But be that as it may, right now, we believe that that's what you should do. Now, one of the things that people who do not believe in our philosophy, the buy hold people, they one of the things that I've read is don't miss the 20 best trading days. Because if you miss those really good trading days, then guess what? You miss out on massive returns. Well, I want to tell you when those best trading days came, and it will surprise you. When do you think that the best up days in the markets came, the best days in history? When did they all happen? Okay, and I'll tell you when they happen, and I'll also tell you why you don't want those best days. You want to avoid them if you can. All right, now most shows would stop right there. Most shows would say, you know what, if we did just that, we have done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show. But on this show, do we stop there? No, we don't. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before. And therefore, at about 10 till, we will have our estate tip of the week. And this week, we're going to talk about four reasons not to co-sign a grandchild's student loan. Okay, so right now, probably you have some grandchildren that maybe are going to be going to school. Hopefully, they'll be opening the school soon and may need some help with that. And since estate planning is passing on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor, part of that is helping them with schooling and giving them money for that. So we'll talk about that at about 10 till when we have our estate tip of the week. So we have a fantastic show lined up for you. I hope you'll stay tuned for the entire program. You know, I have some exciting news to tell you. My oldest daughter, Alexa, who has been living in New York for how many years, Faye? 9 years? 8, 9 years? Yeah. Well, they've decided that given all the stuff that's happening, that they're going to skedaddle out of New York and come and live in Dallas for a while. So we're very excited by that. It's not a permanent condition. She told me in no uncertain terms, do not get your hopes up. We're not moving to Dallas. We're just going to come and live here for a while and get away from the big city and all the stuff that's going on up there. And of course, we're going to quarantine them for 14 days when they get here before we can even touch them, because we do not want to catch the virus. Anyway, let's talk about lessons from past recessions. And of course, this is an article that I saw in MarketWatch, and it goes back and it looks at the last 100 years, and we've had 33 bear markets driven by recessions. Okay, so bear markets are a drop in the S&P or the Dow of 20% or more. And of those 33 bear markets, all of them had the initial reaction to news. So in other words, there was this oh my gosh moment when suddenly the market investors realized that something really bad is about to happen. So when that realization came over the markets, we had the big drop. Okay, just like we did this time around when the realization over the COVID happened. The next thing that happens then is that the investors and the market kind of absorbs the news, you know, and it kind of gets used to it. And then it starts thinking, okay, maybe there's a way out of this, starts to solution it. Maybe even you get a big government stimulus package like you got in Y2K, 2008, Great Depression. You get a big government program. And when that happens, then you get a big rise in the market. Okay, and that is consistent across bear markets. Now, here's the interesting part. In a third of the bear markets, that initial bounce turns out to be real and it continues. So in other words, the rally we just saw is the real thing and it keeps going. Two-thirds of the time, on the other hand, though, those rallies came at the halfway point on the way down. Now, if you look at the really bad bear markets, the Great Depression, Y2K, 2008, those, and 1974, and 1941, and 1957, if you look at the really bad bear markets, those rallies came at the halfway point. So if you think this one is a really bad recession, a really bad bear market, then what it means is that that last rally happened at the halfway point. And if that's the case, folks, are you wearing a seatbelt? It means that the Dow will hit 14,000 before this is all said and done. 14,000. So, and what happened in all of those cases was there's the second shoe to drop. There's the second piece of news that validates the original impression that, oh my gosh, this is really bad. So people are starting to get over it, thinking, oh no, it's not as bad as we thought. We're going to fix it. It's going to be okay. But then that second news came, and when that validated the first impression, then everybody sold off. What is it now? I think it's the liquidity versus solvency challenge. Liquidity started first, and now it's going to be the solvency. And I'm going to explain that when we come back. But before we do that, I want to invite you to go to our website and attend our seminars. We have seminars coming up right now that are virtual, that are for you, and they are on retirement planning during uncertain times. If you've lost your job, if you're over 50, you want to watch that seminar. We've got strategies on how to get money now out of your retirement plans from Social Security, all those kind of things. So go to the website. It's rpoa.com, retirementplannersofamerica.com. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we will talk about de-risk now. Okay, so stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe, and this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning, and I am senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America, and we're a firm that specializes in working with people who are over the age of 50, who are retired or retiring soon. So if that's you, then we've designed this show for you. Our website is rpoa.com, and I, your faithful host, Ken Morafe, was named one of the top 100 financial advisors by Barron's, actually now for the ninth year in a row, which I'm amazingly flattered by. But I know that without our beloved and most valued clients, I would be nowhere. And so we now work with over 9,000 beautiful, wonderful families in 48 states. And it is an honor and a privilege to do so. And if you're not a client, we'd like to visit with you and see if there's opportunity there. And our website, once again, is rpoa.com. And I think during these times, crazy. I mean, this is like the world has changed overnight and forever. And these are times when if you are over 50, particularly those of you who've lost your jobs or who are in the potential of losing your jobs, I think it is very important for you to have a game plan to get you through this. You know, I talked last week about the potential based on what happened in the last crisis that a year and a half from now, almost half of you that have lost your job that are over 50 will not have a job. And when you do get that job, you're going to probably, you know, on average, be paid 23% less than what you were making before. Age discrimination is alive and well in this country, folks. And so you need to have a plan for that, in my opinion. How do you get money from Social Security ahead of time? How do you get money out of your 401k, your IRAs? How do you build a cash flow plan to get you across this crisis? But then also, how do you then plan for retirement after that? We want to help you with that. The team that helped guide clients and people who followed us through the 2008 crisis, are still here managing this firm. We want to help you as well. So if you're in that boat, if you're over 50, these are times when you need to really talk with a professional, in my opinion. So go to our website, rpoa.com, find resources there that can help you, and hopefully we can do that for you. Now, one of the things I was talking about in the previous segment was the second shoe to drop that happens when bear markets have the big rallies after the initial drop. And usually what happens is you get this second news that comes out that validates that your first impression that caused the first big drop was correct. And I think we're starting to see that. And that's the rotation from the concern about liquidity. Okay, so before it was, oh my gosh, people are not going to be able to get money. So that's where the Federal Reserve stepped in and said, we will lend you trillions of dollars. Don't even worry about it. There is plenty of money, plenty of liquidity. It's all there. And they came out and they just helicoptered money all over the place, trillions of dollars. Well, that solved the liquidity crisis, at least for now. I don't know that it solved it, but at least it made people feel better. The next thing I think that we're going to start seeing is the solvency question, which means, yes, there is ample money for you to borrow if you need it, Mr. and Mrs. Small Business, but if you're out of business or if you have no customer, who's going to lend you the money? And how are you going to pay it back? Are you going to remain solvent to be able to pay back the money that you are now able to borrow because of all the liquidity that the Federal Reserve put in place? And I think that's a big question that people are starting to ask. Maybe, yeah, they can borrow money, but they're not going to be able to pay it back because they won't be in business. And if that happens, that, I believe, is the second shoe that will cause us to realize that this thing is actually way worse than, you know, the market was saying with this rally we've had. If that happens, then we could see, and as I described in the prior segment, the Dow could go down to 14,000. 14,000. And that would not surprise me at all. Okay, so what does that mean for you? If you are over 50, my opinion is you should de-risk right now. Meaning you need to start thinking about not having risk in your portfolio that could cause you great financial hardship, especially over the next 2 years, but then also going into retirement. And if you are retired, if you're in any of those categories, I think now is a time to be looking at reducing the risk you have in your portfolio. Now, most of you don't know how to do that. Okay, I get it. So that's why, you know, we're offering a free consultation. If you go to our website and click on Meet with an Advisor, we'll sit down with you at no charge or obligation. We'll go through your 401k with you, all your investments, all of that, and we'll talk about how much risk should you be taking right now, in our opinion. And once we've established that, then we'll talk about how to structure your portfolio, your investments, to reflect the amount of risk that is appropriate for you in these circumstances. Now, before, you know, it might have been different, but everything's changed. Everything has changed. I don't think you can argue that. And so therefore, now's the time to reevaluate how much risk should you take, how appropriate are the investments that you have, how much liquidity do you need? You know, you need cash. If you're over 50, I think you're going to need cash. You're going to need money to live on, especially for those of you who have lost your jobs or are furloughed. You know, and the word furloughed, I have a problem with that word. That's just a nice way of companies to say, you know, we've let you go, but you're furloughed. Meaning, yeah, there's the potential we're going to bring you back. My concern is that those furloughed are going to, those temporary are going to turn into permanent. And if that happens, then what? So, you know, again, I don't want to be Chicken Little and the sky is falling, but I'm a financial planner. Okay, that I plan for the worst and I hope for the best. And that way, if I've taken care of the worst case scenario, or at least as bad as I can plan for, then you're okay under that, then you'll be okay under something better. The opposite is not, in my view, the way you do this, where you hope that the worst won't happen and you plan for the best. That, to me, is a fool's errand that could cause you great financial hardship. So right now, I believe that you should de-risk as much of your portfolio as possible if you are over 50. Now, if you're 20 years old, 30 years old, you've got lots of years ahead of you. This may be a buying opportunity. I don't know, okay? But you're not my customer. You're not who, I love you. I have children who are in 30 years old. So I love you guys, but you're not my customer. And right now, I'm not talking to you, all right? You talking to me? No, I'm talking to over people who are over 50. So if that's you, we want to help you. And as I said, if you don't know how to do it, don't do it yourself. Talk to a professional, all right? And if you go to our website, rpoa.com, you can visit with one of our retirement planners. Now, if we can help you, that's fantastic. We have a core value that says that helping others is our noble obligation, and we want to do that for you, okay? It's in our heart. And if we can help you, fantastic. And if not, we'll tell you that too. Either way, no charge, no obligation, and we will part friends, okay? So take advantage of that. Now, also, we've had several thousand of you, it's crazy, register, and many of you watched our recent webinars we've had in April on retirement planning during uncertain times. We also have webinars that are these are live streaming virtual seminars that you can watch from the comfort of your home. This week, we are also going to have some on Social Security planning during these uncertain times as well, and during regular times for that matter. We're also going to have one on generational planning. So those of you who want to leave money to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs, we have one for you. And then, of course, the one on retirement planning during uncertain times. So if you are over 50, watch those, participate. They're live. Watch them during from your home or visit with one of our retirement planners. We want to help you get through this, okay? So it's rpoa.com, retirementplannersofamerica.com. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to talk about when to take Social Security, something you may not have thought about. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. And I am a senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America. We are a firm that specializes in retirement planning, which means that we work with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And if that is you, then we would love to meet you, see if we can help you. This show is designed for you. We now work with over 9,000 beautiful, wonderful families in 48 states. We are honored. We are privileged. And you know what? Without them, we would be nowhere. And recently, Barron's named our firm one of the top 100 wealth advisory firms. And we're, again, we're proud of that. But without our clients, we would be nowhere. So all you clients, we love you, love you, love you. If you are not a client, let me tell you something. If you are over 50 right now, I believe is one of the most dangerous times you've faced in a decade since 2008. And with the coronavirus going around, the stoppage of the economy, I think we're on the verge of a terrible bear market. As you know, our philosophy of invest and protect said to sell in November of 2007, which was before the credit crisis crash of 2008, said to stay out until June of 2009, so almost a year and a half. And that same strategy, the same people that were there back then are here now. And we saw the same danger, and so we said to get out of equities in early March before the pandemic was announced. And so now we believe that you should be de-risking your portfolio. Take advantage of the big rise we just saw. That was a godsend to you if you haven't already de-risked. And I think you should take advantage of that and do that. Now, if you don't know how to do all of the above, if you don't know how to protect yourself, if you don't know how to structure your portfolio, you want to do that, then go to our website. It's rpoa.com, and we can help you with that at no charge or obligation. We have click on Meet with an Advisor. Okay, we also have seminars coming up on retirement planning during uncertain times. And we have a whole new section we've added for those of you who are who have lost your job or who have been furloughed and may need to bridge the gap for 2 years. 2 years, folks. You got to plan for that, in my opinion, to how are you going to get from here to there before you get another job. And the statistics from the last recession say if you're over 50, about 40% of you will not have a job in a year and a half, which is the end of next year. Think about that. So you got to start planning for that. Hopefully it won't happen, but you got to start planning, in my opinion. So go to rpoa.com. All right, I want to talk with you about something that comes up in almost every conversation with clients, and that's Social Security benefits, when, how to take it, and all of that. And if you come in to visit with us, we will help you make those decisions as well. Our retirement planners go through a six-week program intensively. They are tested so that we can be as knowledgeable as possible with regard to Social Security, when and how to take it. So I was visiting with a client last week, or with a prospect rather, and they had an interesting situation that I think most of you are in, which is that the majority of their money, in this case all of their money, was in IRAs, retirement plans, 401k, et cetera. And so they were asking the question, you know, we could get, they have some money, you know, they could get by on not taking Social Security from the money they have in their IRA, their 401k, et cetera, use that as their source of income, and then start taking when they're 70. And they were 66 at this time. Now, most of the time when we look at a situation where you don't need the money, we say, you know, you probably should wait till you're 70. Let the benefit increase each year. You'll get a bigger amount when you're 70. And, you know, there are some mitigating circumstances, but generally that would be the recommendation. But in this case, it was not. And the reason why is because if you have to think about taxability of your money. Okay, so for example, if you need $100 and you're in the 20% tax bracket, if you take $100 out and you pay 20% on that, you're left with $80. You don't have the $100 that you need. So here's the thing. You have to take out $125 if you're in a 20% tax bracket and pay 20% of that, $25 in taxes, to be left with your $100. So the 20% tax bracket requires you to take 25% more money out of your retirement dollars to give you the same dollar that you need to live on. An alternative solution would be to take your Social Security benefits instead and have that be a source of income so that you can reduce the amount of those $125 things you have to take out. And if you do that, then in this particular case, it turned out that, yes, taking Social Security at age 66 versus 70 had a huge difference in the break-even point. Okay? So what that says is one size does not fit all. Everybody is different. And the Social Security Administration, if you go to the Social Security website, it says there's over 9,000 combinations of how you can take Social Security, depending on your age, depending on your income, depending on your health. I mean, there's a lot of things that go into it. So which one of those 9,000 is for you? And I'll tell you, if you've lost your job, if you, or you're of Social Security age, if you're 62 years old, you know, one of the things you can do right now is you can get what is the equivalent of an interest-free loan from Social Security for a year. And it may be taxable to you and maybe not. If you're unemployed, you may not have a very high tax bracket, so it might be tax-free. So it might be tax-free and interest-free. So come visit with us and let's help you plan to get through this crisis. If you're over 50, our website is rpoa.com. And, you know, we helped our followers and our clients. We guided them through the 2008 crisis. And, you know, that was a year and a half of terrible times. And we believe this is going to be very similar to that. And it's important to plan now for that with a team of people that have done it before. So go to our website. It's rpoa.com, retirementplannersofamerica.com. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to have the buy hold myth, which is if you sell, you're going to miss out on the big rally. Don't do that. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. And if you are of a certain age, that music you just heard, you know what that is, right? That's the theme from Bonanza, the TV show. And guess what? On this show, this is the Bonanza of the airwaves. We want to share with you the golden nuggets of financial information. And I know that's corny, but I wrote it. I have pride of authorship, and it's my show. So there. But anyway, we are back. I am Ken Morafe, the host, and I am a senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America. And we're a firm that specializes in working with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. So if that is you, then we would love to meet you. Our firm, actually for the third time now, has been named one of the top 300 financial advisory firms by Financial Times. And we're very proud of that designation, obviously. But without our clients, we would be nowhere. We now serve over 9,000 families in 48 states. And, you know, it is a privilege. It is an honor. We are blessed, and we're so thankful. So all you clients, we love you so very much. If you're not a client, our website is rpoa.com. You can go there. We have lots of resources for you. We have virtual seminars coming up on retirement planning during uncertain times. We had several hundred people last week attend. I want you to attend them as well. Learn what to do now during these times. It's not too late. I think with the rally we've had, this is a time to reevaluate. You've been given a gift with this market rising the way it has. Take advantage. advantage of that gift, in my opinion, to de-risk your portfolio now.
I don't know how to say I thank you, except I thank you.
Yes. I believe we're on the verge of something really bad, and we got a break with the rally we've gotten. Take advantage of that. Learn what to do, what we've done. The same team that guided us through 2008 is still at the helm of the ship as we speak. Our philosophy of invest and protect means that we don't believe that you should just buy, hold, stay the course, everything will work out. Yeah, right, everything works out, but now you know you're 5 years, 7 years down the road before you get back to even. And if you're wanting to retire or you've just lost your job, you don't have 5 or 7 years to get back to even. In my opinion, you need to be thinking about protecting yourself, okay? So go to our website. We have resources available to you. You can talk with somebody. You can watch stuff. You can attend stuff. RPOA.com is our website. Now, our philosophy of invest and protect goes counter to the philosophy of buy and hold. So buy and hold says that you buy a high-quality portfolio of investments, diversify it according to your risk profile, rebalance it periodically to keep you in the profile that you're supposed to be in, and your job is now done. In my opinion, those are all very correct. Okay, there's nothing wrong with any of that. However, I think it's incomplete. And what I mean by that, it's two legs of a three-legged stool. Yes, you should buy, and yes, you should hold, but there's a third leg, and that is you should sell. There are times when I think it is important to protect what you have. And so that's why, as I said, our strategy said to sell in November of 2007 and to stay out for a year and a half in 2008, and not till June of 2009 did our buy signal come, because you got to buy too. You can't just stay out forever. And then right now, in early March, before the pandemic was announced, we said to sell. Those of you that follow the show, follow me on social media, and our clients, we said, get out now. And we said that. So de-risking is a very important thing, in my view, right now, if you're over 50. If you don't know how to do it, let us help you with it. But let me tell you, buy hold people believe that that's not right. And let me tell you one of the things that they say, and that is that, you know, you don't want to miss out on these big rallies that come. Okay? You don't want to miss out on the big, best trading days. And in fact, there are studies that show that if you go back and you look at the 20 best trading days over the last 20 years, if you had missed those best days, then it wipes out more than half of all of your returns. Now, statistics speak only part of the truth, okay? Because that conversation is correct. If you miss out on the best trading days that happened over the last 20 years, it does reduce your return dramatically, and therefore you might think that's a bad idea. But if you look at when did those best trading days happen, if you look at that, it paints a different picture. They happened in 1929 during the Great Depression stock market crash. They happened in 1933 in the follow-on crash after the stock market crash of 29. Most of them happened during that, about half. Guess where the other half came? In Y2K and in 2008 and in 1987. What do all those things have in common? They are all massively bad bear markets. Okay, so these best trading days happened for the most part, all except for one of them in 1997. The 20 best trading days happened during terrible bear markets. Now, guess what? The three best trading days in history, going back to 1899, happened in April and March of this year. The best, okay, number 19, number 11, and number 4 happened this year in April 6th, March 13th, March 24th. What does that tell you? And guess what? The worst trading days also happened during great, big, bad bear markets. And guess what happened? If you look at it, of the top worst 20 worst trading days going back to 1899, the top 20, three of them belonged to March 16th of this year, March 9th of this year, March 12th of this year. Number two, the second worst trading day in history as a percentage, not a points, percentage, March 16th. March 9th was the 13th worst, and March 12th was the 5th. So we have two of the top five worst trading days, and one of the best trading days in history happened just in the last 2 months. And those happened during terrible bear markets, folks. So what does that tell you? What it tells me is that we are in the middle of something really bad. I don't think it's over by any means. And if you listen to the first two segments of this program, you'll see why I think that, and why I think that if you're over 50, this is a time of extreme risk that you need, that I think should be protected against. Now, of course, talk to your professional advisors, talk to your people before you do anything. Don't take my word for it. But you know what? I think what you'll hear from them is buy hold. Don't worry about it. It's all going to take care of itself. It'll be okay. Well, you know what? The stock market crash of 1929 took 25 years to get back to even. 1954. Y2K took 7 years to get back to even. 2008 took 5 years to get back to even. And I'm talking about the S&P, all right? So it took that long for them to get back to even. If you're over 50, do you have 25 years? Do you have 7 years? Do you have 5 years to get back to even? If you've lost your job right now, do you have that? I think buy hold could be disastrous for you if you're in that situation. So let us help you with this. If you agree with our philosophy, go to our website, learn more, do your homework, figure it out for yourself, but I'd love to be able to help you get through this, okay? And the team that helped our clients get through it and our followers in 2008, we're still here doing it now. We have a lot more gray hair. It's been a decade or so, but we want to help you if we can. So rpoa.com is our website, Retirement Planners of America. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to pass on what little you have left to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe, and I am a senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America, and we're a firm that specializes in retirement planning. We work primarily with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. So if that's you, this show is designed for you. Our firm caters to you. Our website is designed to give you all kinds of information that we hope will help you. And you know, one of the things that I'm really stressing on this show is the importance, in our view, of de-risking your portfolio. You know, and what I mean by that is that the rise we've seen in the market here that started after the big drop, I believe it's over. I think it ended March, April 29th. If you look back then, you'll see that the Dow and the S&P have kind of seemed like they peaked then. And I think the second shoe to drop is happening, where people are realizing this is not going to end in September. We're not going to flip a switch and the economy is going to restart and everybody's going to go back to work and everything will be as it was. I just don't see that at all. As that realization comes over investors, I think we're going to see people say, oops, maybe I should take advantage of this. And I think that speaks to what I think you should do as well. And so if you're over 50, talk to one of our retirement planners, have them talk with you about how to get over the next 2 years, because the next 2 years, I think, are going to be very important for a lot of people, especially those of you who have lost your jobs. If you've lost your job and you're over 50, in 2008, it took a year and a half later, 41% of people over 50 did not have a job yet. That's almost half, not half, but almost. And of those people, of the people that did get a job, the ones that did, their average pay was 23% less than what they were paid before they were let go in 2008. So there is age discrimination, unfortunately. And if you're in that category, you need to plan for that, in my opinion. Sitting there and hoping that you get a job right away, it's all going to work out, I think is not the way to do this. I think sitting down with somebody to decide where you're going to get cash from, how are you going to cover your expenses, how are you going to use your benefits at work, how are you going to use, if you still have those, how to use Social Security, how to use your 401k, lots of decisions to look at to plan to get through the next 2 years. But then beyond that, how to get into your retirement as well. So if we can help you with that, it's fantastic. We would love to do that. It is our noble obligation. We believe that. And if we can't, we'll tell you that too. So take advantage. It's rpoa.com. We'll part friends regardless of what happens. Now, this is the time of the show where we talk about if you have any money left and you want to leave it to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs, that you might want to consider estate planning, which is the planning for how to pass it on. So what we're going to talk about this week is four reasons not to co-sign grandchildren's student loans, okay? And because right now they may need help with education, and you may want to do that, and that's passing money to greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs. But before we do that, Faye, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
And, of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. And, you know, the estate taxes, probate, and all that kind of stuff, it's actually designed to do the exact opposite. And we do not want that to happen to you. So every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. And since estate planning is how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor, helping a grandchild with their education is a form of doing that. You're giving them money. But I want to give you four reasons not to co-sign your grandchild's student loan. Number one is the loan will show up on your credit report and can affect your ability to borrow money in the future. Okay, so that's one thing. Number two, any late payments by your aforesaid greedy, unwashed, undeserving heir can trash your credit score and subject you to collection calls, lawsuits, and potential wage garnishments or liens on your bank accounts. So now you're putting your your financial situation in the hands of a college student. Number three, if you take over the payments to preserve your good credit, the strain on the finances could endanger your retirement. And number four, if people with student loans, studies have shown, are more likely than those without such debt to say they've skipped prescription medicines, doctor's visits, dental cares because they could not afford them. So if you start paying for and co-signing loans like that, and then they can't cover it, grandparents have actually sacrificed their health and other things because they love their grandchild so much that they want to do that. So if you're going to do that, which I don't think you should do, then you should monitor your credit for sure. If you're going to take over payments, do it only if you can afford to do that. If you can't, then you know what? Don't sink your ship because they can't manage themselves. Ask to be released. If you're a co-signer, you can be dropped from a loan if you ask for that. Not always going to be in somebody's best interest to get you off the hook, but you can ask for it. And then, again, explore a settlement. You may want to see if they'll negotiate with you to get something better. But first and foremost is do not co-sign grandchildren's loans unless you absolutely have to. All right, now, I want to tell you that, as I mentioned, we are Retirement Planners of America. We are a firm that specializes in retirement planning. So if you're over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, we have seminars coming up. These are virtual live seminars that you can attend. Next week, we have a bunch of them. We have them on when to take and how to take Social Security, especially during these very troubling times. We have retirement planning during this uncertain times. If you've lost your job and you have important decisions with your 401k and all those kind of things, we're going to be talking about that during that particular seminar, so find that one. And then also we have a seminar next week on estate planning and how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. So all three of those, you can watch them from the comfort of your home. We have them in the evening. We have them in the mornings. And hundreds of people have attended them last month. And I would love for you to do that too. And you can benefit from it, I hope. So RPOA.com, RetirementPlannersOfAmerica.com. All right. I cannot believe how fast this show has gone. It's over already. I hope you have enjoyed it as much as I have enjoyed doing it for you. We'll see you next week. Same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
Is this the end?
Of course not. In the beginning.
Information presented should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned. None of this show's content should be viewed as personalized investment advice. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and therefore can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. The tax and estate planning information offered on this program is general in nature. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Ken Morafe or MMWKM Advisors LLC. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.